Hachette Audio presents The Burning Room by Michael Connelly, read by Titus Welliver.
One. It seemed to Bosch to be a form of torture heaped upon torture. Corazon was hunched over the steel table, her bloody and gloved hands deep inside the gutted torso, working with forceps and a long-bladed instrument she called the butter knife. Corazon was not tall, and she stood on her tiptoes to be able to reach down and in with her tools. She braced her hip against the side of the autopsy table to gain leverage. What bothered Bosch about the grisly tableau was that the body had already been so violated for so long. Both legs gone, one arm taken at the shoulder. The surgical scars old, but somehow raw and red. The man's mouth was open in a silent scream. His eyes were directed upward, as if beseeching his God for mercy. Deep down, Bosch knew that the dead were the dead, and they no longer suffered the cruelties of life. But even so, he felt like saying, "Enough is enough." Asking, "When does it stop? Shouldn't death be the relief from the tortures of life?" But he didn't say anything. He stood mute and just watched as he had hundreds of times before. More important than his outrage and the desire to speak out against the continuing atrocity inflicted on Orlando Merced was Bosch's need for the bullet Corazon was trying to pry loose from the dead man's.